Briefing Parliament's Information Portfolio Committee on the country's progress on digital migration, Charamba said Zimbabwe had two payments frozen in Germany as a result of the United States sanctions law.
Each time we do payments to Huawei, we have questions to answer from either directly from the American government or from European governments who are afraid of the American government. They want to know where this money is going, who the recipient is, what it is in payment of, and sometimes, even after you have given them sufficient answer for the first transaction, they still ask the same routine questions in a very boring way. And in so doing, it's not just about the tedium of having to provide them with the same answer. It is also the delay in the transactions which follows as a result.
He said the sanctions were delaying the whole process and Zimbabwe has to explain each time they make a payment to the major contractor in the digitization project, Huawei of China.
It's not that ultimately the Europeans and the Americans finally allow the money to go. It is the irritation of having to justify a transaction which is above board, which is happening in a country where there is representation of both continents, and therefore who know that we are engaging in a broadcast project. You get a sense of spite. You get a sense of gratuitous show of power. You get a sense of being constantly reminded that you survive on our goodwill. It irritates.
He said Zimbabwe had engaged the Chinese over the matter, and a new facility is said to be opened in South Africa to reduce the hassles of paying through European banks. A United States Public Affairs official in Harare referred all questions about the issue back to Charamba. Charamba said they had just covered 34% of the digital migration, adding that Zimbabwe had upgraded its systems in border areas and its telecommunications network no longer interfered with the neighbor's system as required by international law. Charamba said the country's media laws were archaic and needed to be revamped to meet modern-day trends and to harmonize with the constitution. He said government would convene an inquiry of stakeholders to look at the Information and Media Panel of Inquiry report and the recent constitutional judgment on criminal defamation before revamping media laws. Media Institute of Southern Africa, Zimbabwe Advocates Officer Tavani Moyo said it was pleasing that government finally realized that the media laws were embarrassing.
He also outlined that in terms of the laws governing the information industry, the ACAIC, Broadcasting Services Act, and IPA, they need to be done away with. He fell short of saying they need to be done away with, but the actual word is they need to be done away with.
Meanwhile, Charamba said government would engage media owners in the country as it seeks to improve ethics in the media industry.
We will raise issues of ethics and professionalism. To say, is it quite the remit of a publisher to have an editor who conveys hatred? Who conveys hatred? A publisher who becomes an actor on a matter he's supposed to report on.
Scores of journalists have been arrested under the country's repressive media laws, such as the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act and the Public Order and Security Act and others. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.